When a suicide occurs, it can have a devastating effect on family members, friends, and other people who knew the person. So you might not know what to say or what to do when this happens. While everyone is different and will grieve differently, there are some things you can do and say to support someone you know who has been bereaved by suicide. The Conversations Matter online resources have been developed to provide community members with some basic tips to get these types of conversations started. Jaylee Skian, director of the Hunter Institute of Mental Health, has this advice about how to talk to a person who has lost someone to suicide.
Firstly, it's best to reach out to the person than avoid them altogether. Showing concern can be more important than saying the right thing. And it's probably better to explain that you don't know what to say rather than to avoid the person altogether. Secondly, you need to be prepared for different responses, as every one of us grieves differently. So people's age, their beliefs or their cultural background might impact on how they communicate with you. Next, it's really important to listen without judging and let them explore their feelings. You might not be able to change the way the person is feeling, but you can assist by listening and just being there. Try to allow open conversation when you're talking to the person. So this might mean sharing stories about the person who has died and not being frightened to do that. It's also important to think about the language that you use. So while there's no right or wrong when it comes to talking about suicide, it's really important that we think about words that might be seen to be judgmental by the person or adding blame to somebody for what's happened. And I think really importantly, when you're talking to someone who's been bereaved by suicide, is to encourage them to seek support and help from others, whether those are professional services like doctors or psychologists, bereavement support groups, or involving other families and friends who can provide support. It's also important that you continue to keep in touch with them over time, as these feelings are going to come up and there's no set time frame for grief. My final tip would be to look after yourself. Sharing another person's loss can be a really draining thing to do, and so it's really important that you monitor your own response and get help if you need it as well.
There's plenty of support and information available that can assist you or the person that you care about who has lost someone to suicide. The Conversations Matter website at conversationsmatter.com.au is a good starting point and also has links to other services and resources you can use.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.